Now please accept me for what I am. And please accept me for what I do. Come on. I'm just doing everything that I can. Love. If you can't love me for who I am, I can't love you for who you ain't. All these sins account for wins, and baby, you ain't the same. Please excuse, let me reintroduce, cause you confused. Since the youth been paying dues, hope the truth let it fuse. Falsehoods and falsettos, I can't never fall victim. She cry when she lying, get mad that I won't listen.
Yeah, welcome to the Game 365 podcast. I got a very special guest, one of my partners, All Pro Go. How you doing today, bro?
Man, it's a pleasure, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. You already know. Had to have you, man.
Long time in the making.
Yeah, guaranteed, guaranteed, man. So, what's been going on, man?
Man, you know, just sticking to the plan, you know, trying to be productive.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, staying on go.
Guaranteed, guaranteed. You feel me? The best way to go. Yeah. You know? So, for the people that don't know you, where you from? Where'd you get the name All Pro Go?
Oh, you know, Seattle native. You know, I'm raised a little bit everywhere. I got ties in Florida. Vegas, my second home. You know, lived in Arkansas a little bit. You know, I done been across the country a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, All Pro, you know, that's just, you know, always been big. You know, built like I, you know, like a football player or something, you know. So
yeah.
They were saying I was All Pro, you know, didn't go. It's kind of self-explanatory, you know, just nonstop, you know, always on the move.
I like that, though. I like that, because you remind me when back we would play Madden. Remember All Pro and Madden?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, your background, man. Like, I mean, you know, I probably assume that we all been through some struggles, but what do you feel it is today that, you know, has you in the mindset that you have today? Because you got some real good music, bro. And from my perspective, I think it's kind of like a philosopher on the track.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, so give us a little insight on just, you know, how you became to like kind of like rap how you rap. Because it's kind of, like I said, it's philosophy on the track. Really, to me, it is street philosophy. You see what I'm saying?
Man, really, it's like just through all my trials and tribulations, you know, I had a lot of time to just talk to myself, you know. And, you know, being locked up, you know, or even on the streets, you know, like I've always, like, when I'm not around a lot of people, you know, I enjoy my solitude. So I'll be having a lot of time to just talk to myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So then, you know, over the times you talk to yourself, you get to, you know, experiment, you know, it becomes poetic a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what
guarantee.
I mean? You know,
guarantee.
And a lot of times, you know, like my music is really just me. It's just a conversation, whether I'm having it with myself or somebody else, you know, and I'm just allowing fans to listen in.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing because, you know, some people, you know, they create their craft through certain channels in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And by being incarcerated, you know, a lot of people don't know that's unique to how a person gets to think in introspection. And you get to reflect it on stuff. And then you naturally got a gift, obviously, because it flow too easy for this not to be a gift for you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people don't realize the struggles can be turned into, you know, beautiful things. But you just got to reach inside and find out, you know, what it is that makes you who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Then I feel like, you know, like being locked up, you know, you appreciate conversation and words a lot more. Like, you know, like that's where I probably became as articulate as I am, you know, having to write letters, you know what I mean? And I gotta, you know, even at a time where like letters, you know, really, like, you know, people don't really take the time to, ain't nobody writing letters, so what is gonna be different and captivating about this letter that I'm writing that is really gonna be meaningful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then you start playing with words, you know, even the phone call, you know, you get your little 15 minutes of fame, you know, how is you going to color that conversation to where that leave a lasting impression? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, you know, once I got out and I start, you know, putting it with a beat, it was easy.
It was easy. Yeah, but that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, you speaking on that, what do you think that you left in prison and that you brought out to the streets? Because a lot of people, you know, they don't transition on nothing. Like, you know, I did time myself. So, like, a lot of people don't really transition to the community with any of the so-called goals or aspirations that they had written down in their notebook or their little tablet if they're in the state. And then they get to the streets and then they have no idea what they want to do. But then there's people that transition to the community and they're like, I'm sticking to these goals. I'm sticking to this plan. I have a talent or two or three. And one of them going to get me where I need to be. So what was it that you took that, you know, allowed you to transition to the streets and become, you know, the successful individual you are, just at the level you are, because I feel you got a lot of levels to go, but, you know, just where you feel you are right now.
When I was locked up, I just try to acquire many skills and build as many qualities as possible.
Yeah.
My plan, I think I did nine. I went in 19, came out 28. So you got to think the plans that you have going in ain't the same as when you getting out. Yeah, you know, everything to change, you know. A lot of the information you had ain't relevant no more. Mm-hmm. So I always gave myself, like, a little wiggle room. You know, I gave myself, you know, room to be fluid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was like, whatever the case, when I get out, I'm going to be prepared for whatever opportunity I want to pursue. You know, so I just made sure I was sharp. So when I got out, like, right before COVID hit. Then COVID hit, and, you know, I'm on house arrest, and I'm playing with music. You know, I ain't got nothing else to do. You know, I'm sitting there. And from there, I seen an opportunity. You know, then everything start building off. You know, it's like a reintroduction to the world. You know what I mean? The whole world's at a standstill. I got everybody got everybody's attention. Yeah, you know what
absolutely.
I mean? So
yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of like how that came about.
Yeah. That's nice, though, because, you know, for you to be able to articulate your future and play with it and just have an understanding on what you can do, what you want to do, or it could have been just sitting there like, man, I know if all fails, I'm going to go to that notebook. You know what I'm saying? That notebook right there is worth a whole lot of money, but I'm going to wait to see what else is going on out here. But if everything all fails, that notebook going to get me where I need to go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's like, do you feel that, you know, when you got to the community and you seen everything going on, it was COVID, it was just like a whole life-changing experience because you went in at 19, you got out during a global pandemic that nobody in our generation has seen.
It's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? And then now it's like, I'm out here now. What am I going to do? How am I going to go about it? But now I'm going to let this music speak for itself. And next thing you know, bro, you got album out. You got cut after cut, album after album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was it that, like, you know, made you just stick to that? Because some people, you know, the pandemic alone could have stressed somebody out. Like, I'm not doing none of this. I don't know what I'm about to do.
Yeah, it was just, to be honest, like, the feedback, you know, the response that I was getting from fans, the people tuning in, you know, a lot of times when it's your family and friends and people that's invested in you in some way, they're not going to tell you like, oh, man, you don't need to do that.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's going to support you.
They're going to butter your bread.
You know what I mean? Like people, especially out here, you know, like out here, I feel like our culture is kind of like, you know, just behind a little bit, you know, just because of the urban population. You know, it's not as massive as other places.
Yeah.
So the standards ain't really the same as opposed to you going somewhere else. So people can kind of like, they can kind of like handicap your ambition, you know, because they be celebrating you for mediocrity, you know what I mean? And you be feeling like, oh, you made it, but you ain't even really did none yet. I always was like, at first, you know, I'm just taking it with a grain of salt. Then people from other places start reaching out to me. Everybody was, you know, people calling me that's locked up, you know, they hearing it. Everybody's, you know, so I'm like, okay, you know, let me see what I could do with it. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to be more, you know, professional and consistent with it and not just be like another, you know, another one like the other one. You know what I mean? Because everybody, you know, rap a little bit.
Yeah.
But I wanted, I wanted it to, what opportunities is going to come from these words?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, you know, with that being said, this is a question I'm going to ask everybody. Basically, Quan, it's the Game 365 podcast. What is your definition of game? And when I say that, it can mean street, corporate, you know, however you interpret the word game. Like, what is your definition of game? Because some people think game is manipulation, it's coercion. Game is something that people use as a carrot and a stick, you know, kind of phrase or metaphor to get their way. But a lot of people don't realize that. Sometimes it's just a natural thing that we have as, you know what I'm saying, men and women, you know, to be able to get through life and be able to be successful and just get what we want and get to where we want in life. You know, game. That's just how it happens for some people, bro. Yeah.
It's like, you know, like you said, it's different forms. You know, somebody can be running game on somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody can have some game about themselves. Somebody can be giving you some game.
Yeah.
But like me, when I talk about game, it's like it's a doctrine. You know what I mean? Like it's a practice. You know, it's like it's some qualities. Like, you know what I mean? Like you gotta have the quality of game.
Guarantee.
And like a lot of people, you know, use that word lightly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, everybody, you know, oh, I got some game. I got some. You know what I mean? But they don't really understand what it means to actually have some game, you know, because you can overhear something, you know, and get like a little, but you don't really have, you know what I mean?
You're hustling, you know, regurgitating. Like, man,
you could be having a conversation and we could be giving all this game, spelling it out from A, but if somebody doesn't actually have that quality to exercise that, then it's just going to be lost. You know what I mean? They go, you know what I mean? They're going to have to come back and try to, you know.
Guarantee. You got to be able to put it in action. I mean, that's where you get the results to show if really what you have. Because you can say you got everything in the world. You know, my partner told me, he said, you could put a bag of books on a donkey and say, donkey, look at that donkey with all that knowledge. But, you know, intelligence is knowledge in action. You know what I'm saying? Where you can manifest it, you can bring it to life. So another thing, you know, I was just curious about. So what you had the opportunity to work with Sauce Walker, Lavish D, whole lot of great artists, Mafi D, a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying? You done work with a whole lot of cats, bro, and manifested some cuts. But just those two individuals alone, what do you feel was it, what was the like the treatment, or what was the just the whole little energy or atmosphere behind doing songs with cats like that? Because everybody in the, you know, West Coast, or I'll say Northern, you know, Northwest, Northern Cali, they really rocking with them guys right now. And then Sauce is from Texas, but at the same time, he got the West Coast hold too, though.
Yeah.
So what was it like, that experience working with them guys, though?
It was dope. You know, it was a dope experience. They both real down to earth. And they both, how we just talking about, got a quality of game about themselves. And I feel like, you know, when a lot of, what was different, like when a lot of artists come out here, the people that kind of like introduce them to Seattle, who bring them out here, you know, they don't really have that quality.
Yeah, so
what I mean? So then, okay, it just goes back to just business. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm out here, I'm getting my money, I'm in and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but when you actually, you know, have some game about yourself and that's, it's reciprocated, then it's a connection.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So then there's more opportunities.
Yeah.
So that's why you see like both of them, when they came out here, you know, they both came, you know, for one came for a show, one came for some other business. They ended up staying for an extended period of time.
Yeah, it's like a week or something. It was probably longer than that. Shit.
You know what I mean? Because once they see that there's a practice, a game, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, they're receptive, like, oh, okay, that, you know, I'm familiar with this. Even if this ain't, even if this ain't my terrain, even if this is, you know, foreign, there's some game out. You know what I mean? You know, just like, you know, we travel somewhere, we go, you know, we trying to see where the game at. You know what I mean?
For
so
real, for real. Because naturally, you know, real individuals that's cut from a certain cloth is going to kind of want to, it's like a magnet. You're going to want to kind of draw yourself towards the cloth you cut from, or at least see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And we got a beautiful city. We got a whole lot of opportunity, whole lot of beautiful women. Beautiful, you know, things going on in Soul 206 and Washington State in general, though. So, you know, what do you feel is the state of the music game in the Northwest? Like, what do you feel, you know, can take it next level? Do you feel that a lot of artists need to come together, or they need to form one conglomerate record label and, you know, figure out from there? Or do you feel that everybody just kind of do what they do and wherever everybody land, they land?
I'm all for collabing. You know, I've been saying that for a minute, that, you know, that the more unified we are, the better chance that we have of knocking the door down. But I think we're in a good place. You know, I feel like, you know, whether it's because of the internet era, you know, or everything's just so accessible, because, you know, there was a lot of underground rappers and local rappers, you know, when we was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't just like, you actually had to put their CD in and listen to it. Yeah. It wasn't like you could just scroll and hear their song or just share this. You know what I mean? It was like, to support them, you actually had to go buy a T-shirt, listen to their CD. You know what I mean? It was different. But now it's like somebody could, you know, it's basically like guerrilla marketing. I could send you something a bunch of times. You keep hearing now you know the song. You know what I mean? You know, it's a little different now. But I think, you know, the city's definitely, you know, just Seattle, Tacoma, you know, it's in a great place. You know, I think we just gotta keep being creative, you know, and not emulate other places. We gotta find our other sound, and we gotta support each other. You know what I mean? It's kind of like taboo.
Yeah.
For like a lot of people, it's kind of like, oh yeah, you know, I listen to him, but you know, he's from, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, you know, somebody here, oh, who's this? Where are you from? Then kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just based on that, or, you know.
Yeah, so like, we celebrate artists that's from other places, probably more than the places that they're actually from. Like, a lot of people can come out here and balloon their stardom because how we celebrate. Like, we done, like, man, I seen it. Like, I done work with artists and it came down here, you know, and that done ran up a bag. But you got artists out here, like the top artists out here, you know, people don't even want to pay them to do shows.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Crazy. That, you know, with that being said, though, that's a lot of, I'm not going to call it janky promotion, but it's hustling the industry, the game, just that whole dynamic. Because when you know you got somebody hot in your city, you know somebody you got in your backyard that can bring them out, that can get a party popping and get it going just like anybody else, but you rather get whoever coming from Texas, from New York, from, you know, the Bay Area, Sac, San Jose, wherever they from, then, you know, it's really, sometimes it's really all about the bread, you know, and they're not even really looking at the genuine nature of, you know, we got talent, we got a whole good nightlife out here. So what do you think about the nightlife now, though? Like, what's going on with that? Do you think that it could be better, or you think that we're cool, it's getting better? Because a lot of people are collabing. You guys, RBM was doing some beautiful things, and, you know, I just like that, you know, the city, you know, when it wants to, we could come together. Black love, all love, gumbo, you know, it's a whole lot of racism and shit mixed in, but it's genuine, it's beautiful when they want it to be. You know, it depends on the mood. I don't know if it's the month, the week. I don't know, but, you know, what do you think about the nightlife out here?
I think it's getting better. I think for a minute we had a lot of, you know, promoters, club owners, you know, taking shortcuts, and safety was compromised, you know what I mean? So then you had, like, a lot of women not wanting to endanger themselves just for a good time. I feel like it's getting better. I feel like, you know, we're not really a big hip-hop place as far as nightlife go, you know, but if you learn to just appreciate Seattle for what Seattle is, you can have a good time, any given night. You know, you might have to – it's not Atlanta, you know, it's not – Vegas, it's not, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you got, but Seattle's a fun place. Like, you walk through downtown, you know, you'll see the city, you know, lit up. You know, you'll see people walking around, you know, it's just, we don't have that urban influence. Like, we probably got like one, two urban clubs.
It just seems like it's more than what it is, but, you know, because everybody really be, you know, attracted towards it.
It's like everybody's fighting over crumbs, you know. Promoters don't really like coming together, you know, so somebody throwing a party and somebody else going to throw another party instead of just having everything, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It definitely can get better, you know, definitely.
Yeah, because we got a lot of DJs out here. We got a lot of artists.
A lot of money.
A lot of bread. I mean, it's, you know, we got a lot of bread, you know. So what do you think, like, okay, so from your perspective or, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, just your thoughts on it, like, how is it being an artist, being popping, but, you know, because a lot of people don't know how to deal with I ain't going to say groupies, but just the atmosphere of some people allow that to get them too far gone and some people know how to dial it in. And so they're like, okay, let me maintain who I am, handle business, deal with, you know, whoever loves me and likes my music, but not allow that to create a liability situation for myself, you know? Yeah. So it's like, how do you deal with being at the club, being out, performing, and saying, like, you know, I love who love me, but at some points in times, I have to enjoy this shit from a level of protection, a level of I'm an artist and remember what I got going on versus just being wild out there, because sometimes that can be the moment that ends your career.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Facts. You know, it's crazy, like, it's not too much. You know, I was just talking to my partner about this. It's kind of different, you know, because I didn't really get my sense, like, my internal, like, importance from music. It's like, you know, I'm good at it. You know, like, it's like I'm passionate about it, but it's not like that's where my name came from. You know what I mean? Yeah, so absolutely. It's not like, oh, I start rapping and I just got all these groupies.
I've been having groupies.
Absolutely. Or I start rapping and start getting a bunch of money. I had making more money before I start rapping. Guaranteed. Like, you know. Only thing, you know, it boosts your public profile. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, I'm probably more exposed and accessible now. You know, but it's not too much like I didn't have to where I just wake up and be like, you know, when I go out, you know, it's different types of people that come up to me now and be like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But I was getting that before. You know, it was just for different reasons. You know, so it don't really go to my head. You know, but definitely it goes to other people's heads.
Oh, you know, yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
And I be having to realize that, like, you know, like, you know, because I don't be looking at much, like, you know, musically, like, you know, like, I ain't, you know, made $100,000 off of rap or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I ain't, you know, but people be looking like it's a clout chase, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people could, you know, okay, if I beef with
whoever,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could hijack some of that clout. Yeah, you know, now I'm in the spotlight.
You know why, you though? Know? Because attention is the new currency.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
And attention turns into clout, and then it turns into, you know, whatever type of individual you are, you're going to kind of sway the flag depending on what type of mindset you're in. Some people use that to bubble. Some people use it to, you know, grow, to allow it to, you know, put them in position to win. And then some people have the negative aspects to where they're hating, you know, creating problems, you know, doing dumb stuff, incriminating themselves, damn near about to put themselves in the penitentiary over, you know, clout, over a post or internet, going live, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like some people know how to, you know, take the positive out that and then move it to where, you know, in a direction that it benefits them, you know? Yeah. And that's a good thing that you said too, because I've been looking at it from the outside looking in. I'm not in the music industry, but, you know, I've been around and stuff, so I'm like, you know, I know, bro, so I hope, bro, don't go down this road. I know, bro, I hope, you know what I'm saying? Or I know it's pops or it's uncle, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing other states, that's what they're doing, and it's all about the 15 seconds of fame, good or bad, and usually it's for the bad, you know? So what do you got to say to, like, the youngsters coming up in the music industry that, you know, might have a one-hit wonder, but the fact that that one-hit wonder can get them 50,000 followers, then they piggyback off that and start going down the wrong direction. What do you got to say to them? Because, you know,
it's crazy because I be talking to Rel about this all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the facts that when the internet and the streets became, like, so integrated, clout kind of, like, overtook street cred.
Man.
So, but it's different. So where it's like somebody who doesn't even have street credibility can get clout and turn that clout into street cred.
Wow.
You know what I mean? As opposed to before, it was like, you know, you had rappers who had street cred, then they would get, then the industry would take notice because they had the streets. Mm-hmm. But it could be the other way around.
Yeah.
And you got, like, a lot of tweeners, you know, a lot of you know, wanksters, you know,
yeah, that, guarantee, just be, yeah,
that
yeah.
will build this image, you know what I mean? Then try to turn that into street cred.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, it's backwards, you know what I mean? Like,
backwards.
Who's trying to, you know, I know me, I'm not trying to be dead or in jail over some attention.
Yeah,
you know
none
what
of
mean?
The BS. Listen, none listen, of the BS.
Listen.
Yeah,
none of that.
You know, because you know, motherfuckers got other shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not like, you know, that's the vehicle that floats your boat. You know, you got other things. You're intellectual. You know, you cut from a different cloth. So entrepreneurship and just the grind and just having something going on is a part of who you are. What about, like, you know, we have a what they call it? They call it what they call it? It's something like where it revolves around artists, kind of like it's a 360 contract. Do you believe that, you know, if you do, or if they did come at you to sign to a label, do you believe that an artist should give everything away for the attention? Or do you think that they should hold on and just believe in who they are and push their own, you know, independence in the music game? What do you think about that?
It depends on their situation. It depends, because you know, you got some people who may be at a fork in the road, you know what I mean? Like, who really need some money in that moment, you know, or they gonna resort back to the streets, you know, doing what they do, you know what I mean? So that it might be worth the sacrifice, you know, but you might got some people, you know, like myself, who's a little bit more, you know, knowledgeable, you know, who's like, okay, I'm just gonna bank on myself, you know, and stay independent, you know, unless there's the, you know, the right opportunity comes, you know what I mean? I ain't about to sell out, you know, and be a slave to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But me at probably, like, you know, 19, you know, they come with 50,000, 100,000, you know.
I got it. Let me have that.
You know, but right now, nah, you know, because I know the obligation, you know, I know that's that. The time that I'm going to have to spend, you know, the contract I'm going to have to fulfill, you know, I'm going to have to be working this off instead of working for myself. And like I said, I'd have made, that's energy I could be putting into what I do and making money without doing, you know what I mean?
Guarantee. So tell us about your, you got a clothing line. It's called Fee.
Yeah. I got a clothing line called Fee. I'm gonna drop some more, you know, hoodies and stuff for the winter. I kind of took the summer off, mm-hmm. you know, just been focusing on the RBM clothing. We just had a drop.
Nice drop.
Rich Bagman, we just had a drop, you know, shorts, crop tops for the females. Y'all can get that, richbagmembers.com.
Rich Bag, they got drip, too. Yeah, I got one of them hoodies. I was in the airport with it in Atlanta. Yeah. They was all looking at me. I was like, I don't got no business cards, man.
Oh, God. But, yeah, you know, that's I feel like every artist, you know, nowadays you're not, you know, especially being, you know, underground, you know, independent, you have to create opportunities for yourself to make money. The music isn't going to make you money. The music is like your commercial. You know, now it's like, okay, what are you actually selling? You know what I mean? Like, what are you promoting? You know, what is, you know, and some people, you know, promote stuff that don't, you know, make money, promote violence. Yeah. And, you know, like you come, bullshit. Like they funneling it to other things. But if you're actually trying to get some money, you know, do your own merchandise, you know, your own events, you know, things that's actually going to generate income. I feel like every artist should have that. Like, if you ain't got no merch, you're not really going to be able to, you're not really giving your fans and followers a way to actually support you.
And it builds your brand, too. Facts. And it builds your brand, too. You know, people don't realize that. Why do you think that a lot of artists, and this is a question I kind of put together in my own words, but I remember Boosie talking about a lot of artists is hated more in their own city than outside or surrounded. Do you think that is true in the music game, or is just an individual in the music game in that city? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it ain't even just it ain't even just music. I feel like you I feel like that's with anything. Anytime you rise, anytime you start getting some money, mm-hmm. you start elevating, you're always gonna receive that hate from people that watched you rise, that people that know where you came from.
Man.
You might got some bitches in common with somebody.
Man.
You might got some spiteful bitches. You might, you know, they might be spinning narratives. You know, you got niggas from, you got your ops spinning narratives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when you go to a new city, everybody just knows you from that starting point.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go there and you come with Game 365, you know, I'm all pro go to rapper. That's all they're going to know me for from that point on. They're not going to, you know what I mean? It's not going to be that emotional investment into that past. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a whole bunch of gossiping about, oh, he did this. Oh, you know, his baby mama this. You know, it's not going to be none of that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They don't know nothing about that.
Unless you reach a certain point to where you got TMZ in the shade room in your business, then you're doing something good. You know what I mean? Then you,
real talk. You know, you better not get a bag up off that.
I mean, exactly. Then you're doing something good.
We're going to spend that back to get some bread.
You know, but it's crazy because it's like we only got a handful of niggas here. You know what I mean? It's like just this small, we got a small sample size of niggas. But the hate is just monstrous. You know what I mean?
It's magnified. It's just like, damn. Yeah. You know,
I'd be in certain places, and I'd be fighting hate for other people. You know what I mean? Like it'd be, it don't even be about me. Like it'd be other motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We don't need that energy in this atmosphere, man. Let's enjoy this shit.
It's just a bad habit, mm-hmm. you know. And I just know, you know, on a deeper note, where it comes from, you know, like, you know, this mm-hmm. systematically, you know, yeah, where, you know, yeah, where it yeah. comes from.
Yeah.
And, I don't be with it. It's, you know, it's, they force your hand, you know,
yeah,
but you know what I mean?
Guarantee. Another thing I wanted to ask you about. So where did you start? Cause you put that shit on. So where did you get your fashion sense from? Because a lot of cats that, you know, come from the game, you did time in jail. Yeah. Bro, you know, we khakis, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd be surprised that cats that I know that did time in prison, that touched down and put that shit on. I ain't going to lie to you because I'd be like, bro, we was in khakis, bro. We wore the same thing every day. You know, but where does that fashion sense come from? Has it been since you was young, or did you just start, you know, being able to push it together? Do you got a secret shopper, somebody that buys you?
Well, it was crazy because like when I first I did some time when I was a juvenile. Before that, you know, like everything I was just baggy, you know, dressed, you know. Then I got out. I forgot, I like 17 years old, and like my mom, a few females, have bought me some clothes and they got me some bag, and I put it on, and you know, I'm hanging around older cats. You know, I'm going around older cats. You know, they tailored. You know, they got.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got this bag. I'm sticking out. You know, they looking at me like I'm poor or something. You know, I threw all that shit away. You know, at that time, you know, it was Polo and True Religion.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I'm wearing everything fitted. You know, my jeans is fitted. You know, I'm, you know, before everybody was really on it like that. You know what I mean?
They look at you crazy wearing some fitted stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm wearing a tight, you know, the Carlton type. You know, I'm hella big with the Carlton type sweaters and cardigans. And, but, you know, it was hanging around older cats. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my fashion sense always been a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
You know, and even when I first got out, you know, I was dressing kind of dated for a little bit. You know, I had my little sweatsuit there, you know, just figuring out how I'm going to, you know, then over time, you know, just, you know, looking around, you know, finding my little stores, you know, just.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. That's a good thing. What is your take on discipline? You know, and I mean discipline in every sense of the word, because I know that, you know, you like working out. You know, you're a hooper. People don't know.
Yeah.
He hoop.
Yeah,
do a whole lot of other stuff too, but I'm saying in the sense of what is discipline to you, because that is something that a lot of people do or don't bring out from doing time, because you had a structured day. Your time management was important, whether we wanted to respect it or not. We was on the clock, and you had to deal with everything on this time, that time. I could do this at this time. I can't do this either. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what is discipline to you, and how does that fit into your day-to-day routine?
Man, I'm big on discipline. You know, I can attribute all my failures to lack of discipline and all my successes to having discipline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I tell everybody, like, the easiest formula to success is discipline. And it's like, you know,
that's key.
Facts.
That's key.
You know, being an adult, it's like, you know, we rush to grow up, you know, because we get tired of having authority, you know, mm-hmm. people telling us what to do. You know, I jumped out the window when I was 14 years old and left home. You know, I was gone, you know.
Yeah.
So, because authority, you know, because you get tired of people telling you what to do, even if it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, so being an adult, I feel like discipline and accountability is your parents. Like, you have to tell yourself no. You know, even in this world where everything's about, you know, temptation, you know, there's the temptation and distraction everywhere. If you don't have no discipline, you'll never make it to where you want to go.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about from women to food, to exercise, to associates. Like you have to have discipline on every single level in order to be successful.
Facts.
And if you look at the people, like I was just reading something about 50 Cent, you know, he don't smoke or drink. You know, he go to the gym twice a day. You know, if you look, you know, high value, if you attribute any high value person, there's going to be a high level of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, when you live a fast life, you know, you be in a nightlife, you get to moving around. It's a cesspool of no discipline. You know what I mean? So it's like, it'd be hard. It'd be a struggle. You know, I'm not perfect. But I definitely, you know, hold myself to a certain level of discipline.
Yeah.
And when I see myself falling, I check myself. Like, I'd be on my head.
Real talk. Which is important. That's what a man's supposed to do, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, we see things and we have to dial them back and, you know what I'm saying, and fix them to the program that's set for us. So how do you feel, you know, having a woman in your life or ladies in your life that, you know, are used to running rampant? What do you feel that? Or how do you feel about having, you know, women who have to learn discipline or certain good habits in order to make your life better, stress-free, more successful, to where you can run your ship or you can do what you do music-wise, personal, you know, whatever you got going on business-wise and shit? Because a lot of people don't realize that outside negativity or stress can come in and be a reason why, you know, a person can't even run their ship the right way. You know, definitely. So what do you think about that?
It's still a process, you know, like I feel like it's kind of hard because our culture preaches us not to have discipline. Like everything's toxic. Everything's reckless. Everything, you know, even, you know, not even just, you know, from the female rap, you know, it's toxic on a relationship level. You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, the male rap, you know, culture it's toxic on a lifestyle level.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, what, you know, blow money, you know, get drunk, stay high, you know, then it's kind of hard because it's like mixed messages. So if your woman isn't like fully subscribed and is submitted into y'all program, then it's not going to work. You know, you can have a 30 days, good month, y'all locked in, you know, 1 week astray, everything's down the drain.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's loud. You know what I mean? Like it's and like me, I'm not, I don't really have like the room to babysit. Like, you know, like I done lost ties with a lot of women.
Because
I didn't have that attention. And it's like, it'd be messed up because that voice is loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta think like when you say something and you have a conversation with your girl, and she'll lock, like, in that moment, she's locked in. You know, I'm sure she's fully intended to do everything that y'all just said y'all was going to do. Now, you on the road, you get to doing this, you out here, you doing this, you know, you ain't ignoring her, you ain't, you know, forgetting about her, you just busy trying to uphold your end of the bargain.
Yeah.
But that whole time that's going on, she got fuck nigga free in her ear.
Man.
You know what I'm
trying
to
tell you.
She got
he ain't lying.
You know, pound town and all this type of, you know, homegirls and all like, you know, niggas, you know, oh, if I was your nigga, I'll be, you know what I mean? So it's
the
like
internet.
Yeah, everything. You know,
because
you know
they scrolling all day, they looking, you know?
You know, it's to the point where I even had to like check myself about the stuff that I post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because It'd be like, you know, sometimes I'll do it, you know, just out of humor, being funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But people will be taking it serious. Like, there's people really tuned in, and it's like,
literally.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, man, the internet don't run me.
Yeah,
like, that's
not
my influence.
Yeah.
You know, I got a doctrine. I got a program of my own.
Shit going on, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, you know, I could listen to this type of music, and it ain't going to make me pop a perk.
Yeah,
you know,
I know what you're saying.
I listen to Mozzy. I ain't going to want to kill nobody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I ain't, that's not my influence.
Yeah,
you know? But a lot of people that's raised, that is their influence. That's how they're, you know, in this generation, that's their Bible. The internet's their Bible.
Yeah.
It's their religion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
right,
there's people that know that Instagram and Snapchat and more than one scripture in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, that's their religion.
More than their own family, their own kids.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to tell you everything Kim Kardashian did. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk.
And we'll get it at it. Like, it's crazy because somebody have an attitude with you about something going on in Kim Kardashian.
Was I supposed to know? Was I really supposed to know?
Yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying?
Be crazy.
You know? In closing, what is your top five artists about the town, man? I'll say the Northwest. Let me go back. What is your top five artists in Seattle? Because we from Seattle, and I want to put the town where it's supposed to be, because we're always talking about everywhere else in the world, United States. What is your top five artists? No order. It don't mean one is the best, five is the least. It could be however. What are you rocking to that's local right now? Like, who do you like, bro?
Local. Let me see. Mafi definitely on there. Mafi.
Yeah, Mafi's hard.
Mafi. Mafi consistent.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm talking about
since I was in the feds and I was hearing people and people was putting me up on him. Like he's consistent. He definitely,
absolutely.
And he got substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's Peasy.
He's up and coming too. He's doing good.
He definitely on there. You know,
he's nice.
He done dropped like 7 albums. You know, like I be taking my time. Like he literally going there and just, you know, and the reviews is crazy. Like, the shit streaming numbers is through the roof.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He definitely on there. They got a young boy. His name Oso Sucka K.
Oh, what, from out of Seattle?
Yeah, he be singing. You
oh,
know,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
You know, you know, harmonizing like everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, he got a nice sound. You know, he real melodic. He got a nice sound. Mike Jack definitely. You know,
he got his own unique sound. He got his own.
Yeah,
unique
he got
sound.
That. He got that Mac Dre, Slick Rick type of. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
where it's like, you know, it's it's comic, you know, animated, yeah, that absolutely. Energy, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, it's, you know, definitely. Who else? You know, Jigs, they talking that shit.
Yeah. I remember we was at Walla Walla. We was at Walla Walla. Jig, he was nice. You know, he was
younger. My ears a little, like, certain shit resonate. Like, I like people that actually be, like, talking about something, you know what I mean? Like, to where it's really heartfelt, it's coming from somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, I like lyricists. A lot of people don't really listen to music for lyrics anymore, you know, but I like lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, Tupac, you know, he still got that sound.
Yeah,
you
he's
know,
nice, too. I ain't heard a lot of his stuff, but, you know what I'm saying, the stuff I heard, I like it, though, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. One last question. I said that was the last question, bro, but, you know, me and you, you know, we cut a whole different cloth, bro. What do you think is just the state of the game in general, bro? And I just mean that, you know, how just the nature of just the streets, the lifestyle, and it ain't got to be particular down one lane of this stuff, but I'm just saying, like, bro, what do you think? Because me, I'm a little bit older, and, you know, bro, I done been in generations of this stuff, and I see, you know what I'm saying, before the internet, during the internet, and then I'm looking back on it, and I'm like, the shit getting watered down to me, but I still love that there's still young, up-and-coming, young bosses in the game from the town, bro, that's still holding their own.
I think it's such a generational gap, you know, and that's why the structure's like it is. Like, even in, like, in our field, you know, it's like when I was coming up, you was kind of like, I ain't gonna say groomed, but you was kind of like ushered in by older cats. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, like, and you was at a disadvantage, you know, because a lot of the older cats, they more polished, seasoned, you know what I mean? Like, they giving you enough to where you got an appetite for it. They ain't really giving you everything, but it was, I feel like that gatekeeping was necessary. It kept rules and regulations intact. Mm-hmm. You know, when everything's just everybody, and you can't really govern it like that. It's the same with anything, with any aspect of the streets. Like, once everything became gentrified and so accessible, then it's like there's really no government for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's everything gets swept.
It's like a purge in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's just, free for all.
With everything, I'm sure you got, you know, as opposed to, you know, you might have a cousin, or, oh, that's my square cousin, or this my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's not even a thing, though. Like, you know, there's no such thing. You know, everything's tweeners. You know, somebody could be, work a 9-to-5, worked at Nordstrom's until they was 21.
Yeah.
Now they a shooter. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so you gotta, you just, and I don't want to be like, I'm 32. I don't want to be one of those. Oh, back in my day, I don't want to be one of those cats, you know, it is what it is. You know, you can't complain about it. You know, it's evolution.
Real talk.
You know, it's definitely, there's definitely no structure. But it's a lot of opportunity.
Guaranteed.
You know, like, there's still a lot of opportunity around, because most people that's in the game is distracted by other shit.
Yeah.
So if you can stay focused and disciplined, there's plenty of opportunity.
Yeah,
you
facts.
Know, plenty.
And that's where the concept of game comes back to what we're talking about, because young or old, you still got to have some game about yourself to know how to keep up to date with what's going on in order to get in your lane and still manifest, still get results, and still have it your way. Because a lot of cats that's, you know, older, there's no reason, you know, you got this game, or you supposedly have this game, or you're younger, you should be a hip to social media and all these channels, if you know what I'm saying, where you can wiggle and you can do your thing. And then if you have that game, or if you have that, you know, finesse or the good quality about yourself, you'll be able to reap, you know what I'm saying, the rewards from, you know, whatever you want to do in life, you know. It don't matter what you want to do. So, I appreciate you coming out, bro.
And one more thing. A lot of people really don't have, like, an appetite for, like, really receiving game. They want to receive enough game to where they can recite some game.
Oh.
But you got to think, like, game, you know, sometimes game is boring. You know, like, if your dad or your uncle sit down and give you some game, you know, what he's saying, you might not, you know, it might be boring. You might not want to hear it. You know, you need to hear it. You might not want to hear it. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, is only hearing what they want to hear. You know what I mean? That's why, like, people look to rappers and shit for game. You know what I mean? Like, people will listen. You know, at the whole state of the game right now with, you know, whether you gang banging, whether you're scamming, whether you pimping, whether you're trapping.
Yeah.
It's all it's not influenced by pioneers. It's influenced by rappers.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's the rap. You know, whatever the rappers are saying, that's the blueprint.
Monkey
you know,
see, monkey do.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like you know what I mean. It's not what you know, the OG that you know then had millions. You know, being doing it for you know how he told you to do it. You know, it's what so and so told you. You know, you heard him say on the song. Mm-hmm. That's what you're trying to emulate.
Yeah,
you know, and it's. You see what's going on, you know.
Yeah, I already know.
But if you got some game, you know, you're going to do it 365.
Yeah, guarantee.
You know
what I mean? Every day and every way, man. Yeah, I appreciate you coming out, bro. One love. You already know. Pleasure. You already know.